Towards the end of March, the governor issued a mandate requiring that all people entering Alaska from outside quarantine for 2 weeks. The governor also placed a ban on non-essential travel between communities within the state. The rules applied to Alaskans and non-Alaskans alike, but made some exceptions for workers who provide essential services. At the same time, the Haines and Skagway boroughs implemented their own requirements for people entering their communities. Both required a 2-week quarantine for anyone entering the community, whether they came from outside the state or not. But last week, the Haynesboro Assembly decided to scale back its travel restrictions. Assemblymember Brenda Josephson said she felt the state's mandates were sufficient and that encouraging a quarantine for anyone entering the community was appropriate.
We still have the state of Alaska quarantine mandate for interstate and international. The reality is we can't enforce this, but I think this is a good balance.
Assemblymember Paul Rogerson agreed, saying that making a quarantine a requirement is a fundamental violation of civil rights. But Assemblymembers Zephyr Cincerny and Stephanie Scott opposed easing restrictions. Cincerny said he felt the borough needed to do more than encourage self-isolation for people arriving to the community.
The stronger the language we can put with this, I think it just lends more gravity to it. And it also does set an example for those of us here and says, hey, we're still taking this very seriously. It is very serious. And the reason that we're doing that is for all of us.
In Skagway, the municipality has continued to require a 2-week quarantine for anyone entering the community from elsewhere. And at the state level, people entering Alaska from outside are still required to quarantine. But a little over a week ago, the governor softened restrictions on travel within the state. According to his most recent health mandates, members of the same household are allowed to travel between communities along the road system by car as long as they practice recommended health precautions in public places. That doesn't change much for residents of Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. The only roads out of these communities cross the Canadian border, which is closed to non-essential travel until May 21st. However, in a conversation with Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin, U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan said Canada is letting Alaskans pass through on their way home from the lower 48.
They are allowing trailers and RVs through to return to Alaska. You have to show your, documents that indicate you're going home.
But Sullivan says there are strict rules about avoiding contact with any Canadians along the way.
No grocery stores, no hotels. No drive-throughs, supposedly no interacting with any Canadians, and there are fines and jail time that you could bump up against if you don't abide by that.
There have been reports from Haines residents who say they were turned away at the border when trying to return home from the lower 48. According to the Canadian Border Services Agency, border officers decide whether to allow entry, and the purpose of travel is a factor in their decision. Travelers should call ahead before attempting to cross the border. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.